This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for October 2017. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Marguerite Voigt's life? As a medical doctor, poliovirus researcher, virologist, molecular biologist, professor, and musician. And what musical instrument did she play? Marguerite began studying the piano as a child and became a gifted pianist. At 14, she wrote her first paper on Drosophila. Marguerite Voigt earned her M.D. in 1937 from the University of Berlin, as had her older sister, Martha Voigt. She continued working on Drosophila in Paris at the age of 23 with Boris Efrusi. She later joined her parents at their Brain Institute in the Black Forest and continued her research on Drosophila, writing 30 scientific papers, which she published. In 1950, Marguerite left Germany with her Bechstein piano to work at the California Institute of Technology. Initially, she worked with Max Dalbrook on E. coli, then with Renato Dalbecco on the poliovirus. Quote, Marguerite's technical abilities as a cell culturist were critical to this work, resulting in a scientific paper. They went on to study cancer-causing viruses and worked in the basement of the hospital, quote, because of the dangerous work with live virus. In the published work, Marguerite Voigt was in the senior position. Nevertheless, Dalbecco, quote, was given a new lab space and promoted to associate professor. He continued to work with Marguerite, who was an expert at tissue culture as they investigated other viruses. In 1963, Dalbecco began working at the new Salk Institute for Biological Studies, and, quote, Marguerite joined him as a research fellow in his group, continuing their work on tumor-causing viruses. On Sundays, Dr. Marguerite Voigt, a gifted pianist, hosted chamber music concerts at her home in La Jolla, California, performing music with other scientist musicians, including Dr. Edward Lewis on his flute. Their musical concerts and lunches took place for over 40 years. Dr. Lewis often praised Dr. Marguerite Voigt's earlier work on homeotic mutants of Drosophila, conducted under difficult circumstances in Nazi Germany during World War II. Dr. Marguerite Voigt, in 1973, quote, was appointed as a research professor to pursue her interest in origins of cancer in examining cellular immortalization in cancer cells. In 1990, she became professor of molecular biology, and in 1998 published her final scientific paper. Dr. Walter Eckert said, Marguerite Voigt supported young people and took pleasure in their success. She was unfailingly kind to others, generous in sharing her knowledge, and an inspiration to generations of aspiring scientists. I feel grateful to have been her colleague. Dr. Marguerite Voigt died in La Jolla, California on July 6, 2007. She was 94 years old. Throughout her career, she enjoyed playing the piano and performing chamber music with her friends. Dr. Marguerite Voigt was an unsung hero dedicated to helping others by saving lives with her research. She was a trailblazer for women. Dr. Marguerite Voigt said, there have to be many more of us around. Maybe then it will be hard to ignore us. Dr. Marguerite Voigt, in her almost 80 years as a scientist, trained many graduate and postdoctoral students, including Dalbecco and other scientists who won Nobel Prizes. Unfortunately, she never was selected as a prize winner.